play's called and it's a shot play, you know, if it's there and it presents itself, you know, take the shot. You know, if it's not called, and you know, we just execute what's called, really, is, you know, what I'm trying to get at. And you know, I think Blake's done a great job with it, and myself, we've been very efficient, I think, as an offense in the passing game. Completions has been, you know, pretty high, the percentages there, and going to the right place with the football. So overall, we're taking our shots if we have them. If not, you know, find the next best thing.
As a quarterback, to kind of understand where that line is, because even if a play is not called, you may see something and you might want to take that.
Yeah, at times, but you know, I mean, you know, there's times to audible and there's times not to, and I think it's calculated risk, as you say, and you know, you just, whatever presents itself, you attack.
What do you feel for playing time on Thursday, Chad, and do you carry the way?
Yeah, I mean, Gus hasn't told me, but I would assume, you know, I go in there and play, you know, a couple series or whatever he wants. And, you know, my job is just to be prepared and take advantage of the opportunity.
If you don't play, I mean, is it ready for regular season, or do you need one more rep, I mean, one more look?
I mean, I think we've been doing a good job each and every week. I think we've had an improvement, done a really good job in practice. And, you know, either way, I think we'll be prepared.
Has there ever been any doubt in your mind at any point since Blake was drafted that you would be starting to open the season?
No.
Why is that? Is it because of you trust in what Gus and Dave are telling you?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't told me anything differently, and Gus and I have sat down many times, and, you know, he said I'm the guy, and until they tell me otherwise, I just go out there, prepare like I'm the starter, and, you know, play well.
You've been very consistent all along in the message that you've sent to us about it. Has going through something like this before, does it sort of kind of help you to prepare for all the noise in the system that happens when a number one draft pick is your competition?
Absolutely. And I mean, I haven't been in that spot where they drafted a number one, but at the same time, I understand my spot. You know, if we play well and we win games, you know, we stay in. And if I don't, then, you know, things will happen. But all I can control is game by game and how I go out there and play.
How much does Gus's culture that he's created around here the last year and a half kind of help this situation where there could be some noise and outside or maybe division, you know, in other cities, other NFL town, I mean, you could get.
Yeah. Yeah, and Gus has done a great job, especially with you guys in the media, and just staying true to his word. You know, whatever he tells you, he's telling us. There's no different stories, and that's what's great about him. He's upfront and honest, and, you know, that's why we trust in him, and we believe in him, and, you know, we'll fight for him out there on the field.